A blessing that is enjoyed by being in Christ is the support that we receive from our brethren in times of spiritual crisis. There are those among us who are strong, and they are to support those that are weak. Paul writes in Romans 15 and verse 1, We then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak, and not to please ourselves. He writes in Galatians 6 and verse 1 that those who are spiritual are to help those overcome in a fault. He says, brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. And it is the part of the law of Christ that we are to bear one another's burdens. He goes on in Galatians 6 and verse 2 and tells us to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And at the same time, we have a responsibility as individuals to become strong. Each Christian has a responsibility to bear his own load. He goes on in Galatians 6, verses 4 and 5, and says, but let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load. And then we know that we are held accountable for our own actions. Paul says in Romans chapter 14 and verse 12, then each one shall give an account of himself to God. So it is our responsibility to pick ourselves up as well. You know, the Hebrew writer tells us in chapter 12, verses 12 and 13, that we are to strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather healed. And yet some Christians never seem to progress from being supported to supporting themselves. They remain very dependent upon their brethren. Unless constantly nurtured by their brethren, they fall away or become apathetic. And such brethren are what might be described in the Southern vernacular as high maintenance. So I want to ask you this morning, are you high maintenance? And when is it okay to be high maintenance? And what does it mean to be high maintenance? Well, the definition of high maintenance, as we use it in everyday language, refers to the need of needing a lot of attention, required to maintain something in good order, requiring a lot of time, energy, and money. We might refer to it in the way of looking at a house or a car. It's high maintenance. It always requires our attention. But any person or thing that requires a lot of attention, such as cars that require a lot of work to keep them running, also employees that require close supervision in order to just make sure they do their job, or significant others that require a lot of gifts or dates, or they may lose interest. It can also be applied to Christians. Christians can be high maintenance if they require a lot of attention just to remain faithful, if they require a lot of coddling or pampering to keep them active, then Christians are high maintenance. And Christians that are high maintenance are babes in Christ that are just starving in this new spiritual life. Slothful Christians who attend and work only when they are constantly prodded or high maintenance. But you know, even churches can be high maintenance or not. The church in Corinth certainly was. When Paul writes to them in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning in verse 1, he says, brethren, I could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, because until now you were not able to receive it, and even now you are still not able. For you are carnal, you're worldly. For where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal? Are you not worldly and behaving like mere men? For when one says, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not worldly? Are you not carnal? And he goes on in the second letter to the Corinthians in chapter 12, beginning in verse 20, He says, I fear lest when I come, I shall not find you such as I wish, and that I shall be found by you such as you do not wish, lest there be contentions, jealousies, outburst of wrath, selfish ambitions, backbitings, whisperings, conceits, tumults, lest when I come again, my God may humble me among you, and I shall mourn for many who have sinned before and have not repented of the uncleanness, fornication, and lewdness which they have practiced. So high maintenance is good and necessary in the work of the local church. But when it exists where it should not, then there can be some problems. So there's the difficulty of high maintenance. Where can it help? Well, high maintenance is a crucial thing for the newborn Christian, just like it is for any newborn physical baby. They're weak. They're weak in the faith. They're weak in their knowledge. And they are very susceptible to what the world challenges them with. And without proper attention, they may soon be overcome. So high maintenance is essential. It's also essential for the Christian that's hurting, just as it is for someone who is sick or injured, someone who's overtaken in a fault, suffering physical illness or persecution because they are weak in that moment. And without their proper attention, they may soon be overwhelmed. In such cases, high maintenance definitely is called for. Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 14, "We exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all." But another difficulty with high maintenance is where it can hurt. When it hinders the growth of the church, which growth through evangelism, edification, and benevolence is necessary, and it may not grow if undue effort is spent on just a select few who we have to work with constantly. When it holds back the efforts of workers, when work needs to be done in other places, and we're constantly having to deal with those that are high maintenance. Paul desired to preach Christ, preach where Christ was not named. In Romans 15 and verse 20, he says, "And so I have made it my aim to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build on another man's foundation." And yet churches like the one in Corinth held him back, according to what we read in 2 Corinthians 2, verses 12 and 13. When more serious needs go unmet, like babes in Christ who are not being helped because others need to be coddled, or the sick and dying are neglected because our brethren require so much attention, there are times in our spiritual lives when we all need some high maintenance. But to avoid keeping it from those who really need it, we need to give some serious thought and effort toward defeating high maintenance. Well, how do we do that? Well, I want to suggest to you that we do that through individual growth. We need high maintenance when we are babes in Christ. But we should reach a point where we no longer need to be high maintenance. Where can we become providers and not just recipients? Let's consider the unfortunate case of the Hebrew Christians. Paul, or the Hebrew writer, writes in chapter 5 of Hebrews, beginning in verse 12, by saying, "Though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food." There are certain individuals within the church, within every congregation, who will not grow, who have no desire to grow. And it makes me wonder why they became a Christian in the first place. But he says here, the Hebrew writer does, that there comes a point and a time when in every Christian's life when we need to move on past the solid, past the milk of the word and lean toward the solid food. He says in verse 13, "For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil, those who are not high maintenance, those who are growing spiritually. We defeat high maintenance by this individual growth, but also through our individual strength. Strength from our brethren is certainly helpful, especially when we need it. But we should also reach a point where our strength comes from God, where we can be producers and not just consumers. That's the example that Paul writes about in Philippians 4, verses 11 through 13, as well as 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 through 6. Now, the purpose in this lesson is not to discourage high maintenance when it is rightly needed. As Paul wrote in Galatians 6 and verse 2, we are to bear one another's burdens. There are times that we need our help, need help from our brethren. But we are also to be strong and to bear the infirmities of the weak, Romans 15 and verse 1. My desire has been to challenge you that are listening about your service to Christ, to reflect about your work in the kingdom, Galatians 6 and verse 4, as Paul wrote. And are you bearing your own load, Galatians 6 and verse 5? And yet, we all understand that when a burden becomes unbearable, then that's when we need to be high maintenance with our brethren. They need to understand that they need to come to us at that time. When failure to bear our own load requires high maintenance, that's when we hinder the cause of Christ. If I cannot bear up under the burdens that are in my life, then I need high maintenance. The proverb writer says in Proverbs 18 and verse 9, "He who is slothful in his work is a brother to him who is a great destroyer." I pray that you are working to grow as an individual, that you are working to strengthen yourself in your faith to Christ so that you're not high maintenance, but instead you're one of those who can divvy out the maintenance, bear the load, and help the church to grow. It may be that you disagree with this lesson. And if so, then I encourage you to look me up and we'll discuss what has been talked about. And if you do disagree, then I encourage you to bring your Bible, because we'll not have a discussion with just "I think so's" or "my opinion is this." I try to bring scripture and I expect you to do the same if you disagree. If you are looking to listen to this lesson again, you can do so at the church's website. That's churchateastside.com. There are past lessons, past sermons, and articles for your reading. On there it has the times of our services. If you'd like to meet with us, we'll meet this morning at 9 a.m. We'll have a guest speaker this morning, Brother Timothy Ruffin from the Bartlett, Tennessee area. He's been here since Friday night. We're looking forward to him finishing out a weekend meeting with us. We'll meet this morning at 9 a.m. for a Bible class period in which he will be speaking. Also, we'll meet at 10 a.m. for another period of worship, and then we'll close out our worship this evening at 5 p.m. with a final service. Again, if you'd like to join us, we'd welcome you with open arms and open doors. Just be sure to bring your Bibles and follow along in the scriptures. And again, I look forward to being with you again next Lord's Day. Thank you very much.
Give you a report on that. So whenever it's convenient for you,